أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا يحيى خذ الكتاب بقوة وآتيناه الحكم صبيا وحنانا من لدنا وزكا وكان تقيا صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we began the discussion about the qualities of Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam. One was that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given him understanding of the Torah whilst he was still a child, and he went on with this mission of his. The second quality, Hanan, that he was very compassionate, very soft-hearted. Zakah, that is purity of the heart. Wa kana taqiyya, and he was self-abstinent. He remained aloof and away from everything that earned the displeasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Going forward, the mission of Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam is described in a hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In several hadith kitabs, this hadith appears, like for example the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, Ibn Majah, and the other kitabs of hadith, that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam described to the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum about the kind of message that Sayyiduna Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam had given to his people. We discussed yesterday there was a very small age gap between Sayyiduna Yahya alayhi salam and Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam, and one of the missions of Sayyiduna Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam was musaddiqan bi kalimatin min Allah, that he was one that confirmed Isa alayhi salatu wassalam's nubuwat and also the Injil being the kitab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So once Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, this appears in the hadith, Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wassalam met Sayyiduna Yahya alayhi salam and he said to him, "My brother, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had commanded you to disseminate 5 points to the Bani Israel to speak to them, but you have not done that. Let me rather do it on your behalf." This is Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. And hence, Sayyiduna Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam's delay was for some reason. He said to Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, "I fear if I do not fulfill this command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then the punishment of Allah will come upon me, or the earth will open and I will be swallowed into the earth." So hence he hastened to fulfill this hukam and the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He had the people assembled and he gave them 5 very, very important but very, very basic aspects of all the deens of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he gave it with an explanation. We'll paraphrase this. And hence Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam said to the people that, "Keep away, Allah has commanded me and Allah has commanded you to keep away from shirk, keep away from ascribing partners to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala." But he does not stop there. He goes on to explain a very, very important aspect. We began the surah, ذِكْرُ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّكَ عَبْدَهُ. Abd, what is a slave of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? So he explains that a person buys a slave with his own money. That slave was purchased by the owner, and obviously the owner feeds him, the owner clothes him. By the rules of the Shariat, whatever the slave earns now belongs to the owner. But that slave takes the earnings and he gives it to somebody else. So he asks the people, "Is this correct?" So everybody obviously will say that this is incorrect. Then he asks the question, "How is it possible that our Allah has created us, our Allah has sustained us, He feeds us, and then our obligations we want to offer to someone else. Our rituals, our ibadat, we want to offer to someone else besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That does not make sense." So that was the first advice that he gave to the Bani Israel. The second advice that he had given them was with regards to salah. that when you perform your salah, your humility and your dedication must be only for Allah, and the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must be in your heart. If a person can perform salah in a way that his heart does not think about anyone or anything else but Allah, then two things will come down from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One is the rahmah, the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The other is the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us that tawfiq also, that we perform salat, we are able to, however little, but we start at a point where we dedicate that salat to Allah. We think about no one else but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The third was that of sawm, of fasting. The example that he gave is that you are sitting amongst your friends, and within you there are bags of musk, and that musk, the smell permeates to everyone. Everyone gets that smell, and such is the fast, that despite the fact that the odor of the mouth may be disliked by the people of this world, but it is more beloved to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala than the smell of musk. And then the fourth example, the fourth advice that he had given them was that of sadaqah, also something that we should ponder about. He says the example of that person that gives his wealth as sadaqah, as charity for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, is like a person who was being chased by the enemy. They apprehended him and they tied his hands. Now they are ready to slaughter him, they are ready to kill him, and he offers him his wealth. And they take the wealth and they free him. Such is the example of a person that becomes habitual in giving sadaqah. He frees himself from the fire of Jahannam, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants that person Jannah. And the last advice, and this is also a very beautiful advice, the example of a person that makes tasbih, a person that praises and glorifies Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, is like a person who is being chased by the enemy, and then he finds a fort, and he goes into this fort, and now he is saved from the enemy. So the example here is that all the time we are being chased by shaitan. All the time the influences of shaitan is coming upon us. No sooner does a person engage in the zikr of Allah, now he has created a fort around him, and he fortifies himself from the onslaught of shaitan and the influences of shaitan. So this is in the hadith one of the missions of Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam, that he would advise the Bani Israel from time to time, and hence in this way it becomes a very great means of advice for each and every one of us, that from all forms of shirk we keep away, we try and develop our concentration in our salat, we understand and realize that this fast is so beloved to Allah, that leave the fast, leave the abstinence, but just that smell and the odor of the mouth is so beloved to Allah. Whatever we give as sadaqah, we freeing ourselves from the fire of Jahannam, and when we engage in the zikr of Allah, we are now fortified from the onslaughts of shaitan. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.